Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Well, we have a Monday show with everybody back where they're supposed to be. Everybody's clear. We're not listening to the sirens of Miami. Rob is back in the comfort of his studio. Josh is home. Rob is home. I'm never not home. I'm the one that probably is the more homebody of everybody else. You know, more about
that
later.
Well, you know, it was a tie up until I had to go to Miami. Then, you know, I just got there. That's, you know, that's an outlier. I think I'm still the homebody.
He didn't go anywhere in Miami. You got to remember that.
He didn't do dick in Miami like he doesn't do dick in Leesburg. So, I mean, it was just the same. You know, he stole things from the hospital. That was all he could give the show.
Oh, I have one last item I want to show you that I stole.
I didn't want that. All right.
It's great, Mike. Okay. If I were to tell to you the silent night, you would think of Christmas, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Yeah. But if you spell it with a K, what you have is a medical quality pill crusher. A pill pulverizer, and it actually uses leverage.
Is that a pill pulverizer or a pill splitter?
No, it's not a splitter. It's a crusher. It's a pulverizer. What you do is you buy, it's from Medline, Mike, and they make pouches, and you put a pouch right in here with the pill in it, and then you crush it. And then you take the pouch out.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to do the demonstration with the.
But since it is called Silent Night,
that looks like it may be the most expensive thing that you
Googling shows that it was the most expensive. But the fascinating thing was with my dad's room, and he took all his pills full size, so there was no need for them to have this.
Now, let me ask you this. Why does one – well, I would think when I think of one crushing a pill, I think of one trying to get the effects of the medication into the bloodstream quicker.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you made it sound like perhaps it was difficult getting it down.
Well, no, I think a lot of people do have trouble when they don't have the good
swallow. I don't know why why do people crush pills?
But you see, I didn't buy it for pills. I was looking at it, and it's just the right size for a line.
Do you notice how he walked right by that? Because he's not curious about that.
I'm more focused on this is the worst of his thefts.
Well, how much was, did he get the value of it?
And you throw it out.
Yeah, they're like about $180. I didn't realize.
Where did you see it?
It was sitting on, you know, when you go into a hospital room, there's the bed and then there's like the bathroom area, but then there's like a sink, a little station.
That's the problem.
For you
you didn't take the sink. You didn't take the bed. These are things that just live in that room for anyone that goes in there.
No, but
I would assume they put a medication in like a drink or something for someone to take it easier when they're
on applesauce. Or also, like if you wanted someone to take medicine surreptitiously, like if you wanted to trick them, you could pulverize a pill.
Well, I don't
know. But now there's some nurse going in there and saying, "My pill crusher's not here."
Well, no, I'm not thinking of a nurse doing that. I'm thinking of, like, perhaps a dissatisfied wife might kill her husband, and she would make the powder go in, like, applesauce or cream spinach or something.
Oh, my God, you are back at home, I can tell. You are back at
home
with
that
brain.
Is that bad?
Well, no, because you were telling me your wife gave you a very warm greeting. I'm sorry, or not.
It was so great to come home after 3 weeks away from the family unit. 3 weeks.
Do you believe him, Josh?
21 days.
I believe that he is glad to be back in his basement.
This is true.
Whether
this
or not other people are in the house, who knows?
Mike, it comes to find out the poison was the only thing keeping her alive. That's just the end of like an Alfred Hitchcock.
How heavy is that pill crusher?
Heavy. It's heavy. It's probably...
And you carried that back on the plane with you?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a carry-on. It was in the wheeled suitcase.
See, so I go the... opposite. When I go to a place, I try to throw out whatever was stupid for me to bring.
Well, I think any medication that's not timed release would be probably beneficial to get that into your system.
Yeah, I gotta get one of them Silent Night pill pouches because you don't want to leave powder residue in there. Although I do think a lime would fit if I wanted to make a cocktail.
There you go. Now, if you could reprint, now that's special.
And that
but can
was,
you imagine all the Gribbly meds that have been in there? You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, not if think they use the pouch.
Oh, that's
the pouch.
Right, the pouch.
Mike, you got to use the pouch.
Well, what if you were to put like a lime in there and just crush the lime inside a Ziploc bag? You just crush the lime.
Exactly,
for
in the coconut, sure.
That would
I'm going to look on Amazon for some Silent Night pouches. And I don't know if they're food grade or not, but I imagine if they're medicine grade, they would be food grade, eh?
Medical grade. That's medical grade. One of my favorite words, medical grade. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello.
It is November, the week before Thanksgiving. I've got family coming into town. Very excited about that because that's the whole enchilada. Catherine, the busy one, will not be able to be making it to Thanksgiving, at least not as of now. There may be a surprise visit, which would be very, very cool. But that's where we are. And then the next thing to get excited about after Thanksgiving is our big cruise.
Yes.
The weekend of December 5th, where we are going to, well, we start the cruise by going around the Horn of Africa. Then we go up the Mediterranean.
Funny. I actually have the Horn of Africa with me today.
All right. Let's listen to it.
Yeah. The Horn of Africa.
He's got all his toys back, Josh.
You know, I saw on Amazon Prime this weekend, there is a show called The Secret Life of Cruise Ships or something like that, or Secrets of Cruise.
Oh, dear. Yep.
It is all about our ship. It is about, it is behind the scenes about everything that it takes to keep our ship going.
Really? All right. That's exciting. I it's not anything that's bad, right? It's not like the Epstein files of the cruise world or anything like that.
Yeah. And there was another cruise ship dock sometime back that didn't apply to us at all. Yeah.
You know, I edited old Donald out of the news today because it's a little too much. But I do have one question. The fact that he has now called for Congress to vote to release the Epstein files, you know,
it's a double smokescreen.
I smell a rat.
Of course.
Now, I smell a rat, though. The worst thing to me that could happen is, and I think it's very plausible with his minions, that somebody, could they have gotten in there and scrubbed all references to him?
If he is in there, why did Biden not release it? Why did not they not release it when they were trying to lock him up?
They weren't able to. They weren't able. Biden couldn't just do it on his own, just like Trump can't do it on his own.
Thoughts, Josh?
I think Trump's mentioned there, but nothing nefarious.
Yeah, I agree with Josh.
Here's the big question. If there is something nefarious, what are your feelings?
Oh, I've said this before. Get rid of them all. Everyone on that list. And I think that that's where Trump is trying to be like, hey, this could destroy a lot of people who are important to our economy. But at this point, nobody cares. Just whoever's on that list, get rid of them all.
So even if Trump's on the list?
If there's stuff on there where, hey, he was with this child, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just checking.
On the list.
What do you think the chances are?
When Josh says get rid, he means get rid. He means like hang him.
Put up the guillotine.
Yeah,
and when you said, and maybe I'm being naive, but when you say there are people on the list that are important, do you mean like the people that run Nabisco? Who are these people that are on the Epstein list?
Well, these are all the movers and shakers. Epstein, the way I understand it, traveled in these elite circles of power brokers, and that's kind of what it's all about. And
there's a reason you can find a picture of any politician with Epstein.
And by the way,
that's what he did.
This is not the the air that is breathed by people that have a big mansion in your hometown. This is the
next level.
This is the next level air. This is the movers and shakers air. So, you know, who knows? I think
Trump misplayed the entire thing.
Okay.
He should have from the beginning never tried to block it and just put it all out there.
I disagree. I think it's another one of his great successes.
Do you think, Rob, I'll ask you this.
Yes.
Do you think that maybe the reason now that he's calling for, is it because it's been scrubbed or something like that?
No,
or?
I think that he's now trying to change the narrative somehow, and I'm not bright enough to figure out how, but
are you holding in your hand?
It's a coaster. I just picked it up. I'm sorry. He has tried so long to prevent the release that now he's saying, go ahead and do it. And there's going to be some people that say, well, Why would he want to do it if he's in it? So maybe it's not a big deal after
yeah,
all.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I'm guilty.
No, he's catering to something that I'm not bright enough to, or too bright to understand.
Well, look, we'll have to wait and see if anything is voted to come out anyway, but it's just, we're done beating that
drum.
Do you
think there's any chance
everyone's misplaying
Do you think there's any chance he blew Bill Clinton?
No way.
No, yeah, that's not real.
No, I
agree. But funny, from a comedic standpoint, I forgot where I watched it, where the Shining, where that there's this scene.
Saw that
Did
meme.
You see
yeah.
that meme?
Yeah.
That was a funny meme. Speaking of funny, I think with the all the crap we get every day in the news and our society being just bat-ass crazy, and certainly, I think, as anti-authority as we have ever been as a society, I know that the tape I give you this morning that I wanted to start the show with today is really something I normally would frown on. I would say, look, authority figures should be given the utmost respect.
I agree.
But sometimes a smartass is so funny that it just makes me laugh, and I should look. I am prefacing showing you this tape by saying this smart aleck that did this.
This wiseacre.
I shouldn't be sharing it, but I have to simply because it made me laugh.
Okay,
and it just was, and the reaction even made me laugh.
This is a swell setup, Mike.
So this
like
is
it.
How we cope. This is how we deal with inflation and with the pressures of day to day life by doing these little jokes. And I sent Josh this petting video over the weekend.
No pet. Can I pet?
Real quick. that could be sexual battery, right?
Sexual. I asked you.
So it is a mounted police officer.
Show it again. Run it one more time.
And the guy asks if he can pet.
All right, watch it. Show it one more time.
No pet? Can I pet?
Real quick. That could be sexual battery, right?
Sexual. I asked you.
And when he gets permission to pet, he pets the police officer.
He pets the police officer. That just made
that,
me.
Mike,
it was
that
just
took me off guard.
Funny.
I like
yes,
that.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
It did. So that was, I'm glad everybody seemed it. You know what? And really, now that I watched it over the weekend very briefly, but as I watched the reaction, even the police officer was smiling like that was a funny. And it was. I mean, that's just hysterically funny.
And my favorite part is it's not AI.
It's not AI.
No. It's right. It's perfect
and
real.
It's not AI.
It's like one of the goofy tapes you'd watch when you were a boy, Mike.
All right. So since Josh brought it up, and by the way, Josh has moved to the top of the food chain with Amazon crates, which we're going to get to in a second. I mean, I am excited about that. But first, since you brought it up, Josh, the next video, why am I... do they have algorithms that say this guy is the Rube of Rubes?
Yes.
And after you watch this, by the way, a video that I identified as fake, and it took me maybe a just tick longer than the average smart person.
But you know what? You're getting better at it.
I'm getting better at
it. Yes, in every
day,
in every way.
But at the same time, the desire for it to be real is so strong for me that I at the very beginning there's just a flicker of hope, and then I realize what a moron. Why? I'll show you the video first.
Okay.
This is from the Ryobi, a very common electric tool used.
Mike, you
cordless.
Can charge the battery and put it in the Ryobi, and you're off
my
to the races.
My fans are Ryobi. I've got Ryobi drills.
All
I've
of
got
the fans that listen to the show.
No,
are
no,
Ryobi.
I'm talking about the fans that I take out in 95 degree heat to keep me cool. Let's take a look at this, and the people
this
work very
out.
Hard.
This
on
This is the Ryobi hover disc, OSHA approved and waist mounted. I've got. Harness snug, remote here on my wrist, four rotors under the plate, give me about 25 minutes of flight and carry 250 pounds, no problem.
It's a belt that's like a drone. And it
I hate
carries
to show
the
these again,
around.
But let's roll it one more time.
Yeah.
I got this.
This is the Ryobi hover disc, OSHA approved and waist mounted. I've got the harness snug, remote here on my wrist, four rotors under the plate, give me about 25 minutes of flight and carry 250 pounds, no problem.
Mike, of course it's fake. Nothing from Ryobi last 20 minutes.
Why this effort? Why not the minds that create these things? Why don't they really put their effort into really making one
Josh,
of these things?
Do you imagine? It's easy to do these, right?
The video takes 30 seconds to build that thing in real life. It takes a lifetime.
All right, because you just plug in, make me a hovercraft for Ryobi. I know.
I like that they got the color right, the Ryobi light green.
Yeah. It looks like a completely designed Ryobi product.
I know, it does.
And then there's another one that if you go do a deep dive on Ryobi hovercraft, there. And by the way, a hovercraft is not even that. It's a drone.
Were you looking
drone.
For the price?
What is the price?
No, there's no price.
I was looking for the video.
Deep dive happen?
I was looking for the video to send to you, and I went to the next page that had a much cheaper looking one.
Oh.
That the same guy was strapped into. That must be your generic AI guy, like homeowner that they have with that. I don't know. I'm a rube. I admit it. I freely admit it. But it would be great.
It brings joy. They bring joy, though, some of those AI videos. I got no problem with them.
I have a high ceiling in my living room that has a vent at the top that has the Griblies. And I don't want to get like a big super deluxe ladder that we die on to get up there. I don't think I can get
one. Get a boat hook.
What do you mean a boat hook?
You can go online and get like a telescoping boat rod with a hook on the end of it that you use for, you know, like pulling line on a boat. And then it's like it can go up to 18 feet and you put a sponge on it or a brush on it.
Well, I don't know. I don't. Yeah, I'm not sure that would work.
This is the tool you need.
It'll be a waist-mounted drone. Handles my weight and gives me about 50 feet of lift.
That's the other
perfect.
One.
Knocking out those high jobs on the honeydew list. I'll show
same
you.
Guy.
Powering up. Look
there's
at that. Hands-free.
Right
no ladder, no wobble.
That's not nearly as good a video as the first one.
That really looks like a Warner Brothers cartoon.
That is what it is.
That's all, folks.
Today it's vent day. So, but then again, I there's stuff I have to do for the show, so that's it.
Some would say cleaning that vent would be for the show.
Why, like taking a tumble or something?
No, because of the air quality, we'll prefer a better, more energetic broadcast.
With a drone, that will make the video signal.
I get it. Yes. I understand.
Boat
Bruce.
Hook, trust me on this.
All right, so I just want them to stop sending me that crap. I really do. Because I just never know, right? I never know. I'm the one that brought you the clothes folder.
Yep.
That they made look, and there's just all these people that are, all we do is try to fool each other. We try to fool each other.
Mike, when watching the aforementioned cruise video.
Yes.
Because they have a folding machine on the boat.
That folds like towels and linens and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask, have you watched this entire documentary on the cruise ship? And does it make you
more an hour long.
Or less excited about the cruise?
It makes it more of impressive how much of a machine a cruise ship is.
And by the way, you would think that on our particular cruise ship that the Bahamas short cruises, which we're on a 4-day cruise, would be a smaller ship. This is a mega ship, right?
This is one of the biggest cruise ships in existence.
In existence. That's going
to
be cool.
One of my Uber drivers, the driver that took me to the airport on Saturday, her name was Carolina. She's a beautiful young lady. And she cruises for a living. That's what she does. She likes to drive Uber and then go on cruises. And I said,
Carolina?
That was her name.
And you said beautiful. You said young?
I didn't say young.
Don't lean into the creep.
Yeah.
Sometimes the creep intrigues me. When he says beautiful, he's either mocking or he's being sincere.
No, she was beautiful. I would say she's probably about 40.
See? I
know.
You
know that too. Here's the thing, Josh. Your predecessor, and I hate to call him your predecessor, but when Oscar was here, Oscar and I always reacted the same way. It's the Rob factor. When Rob uses it once, it's a little creepy. And then when he uses it twice, what makes it so creepy, but it makes it creepy. And you're creeped out like Oscar was creeped out and like I'm creeped out.
An appealing knockout. How about that? And then she
You say she's...
What was her vehicle?
It was actually a Tesla. First time I've ever ridden in a Tesla. It was wild.
And how old would you estimate her?
I would say she was probably 35. So youngish, but not like a teenager or anything.
35 for me is
Mike
a kid.
Yeah, but that's you. I'm just talking about on a general basis. She was younger, but not real young. Anyway.
Who is the celebrity she met? No, when you say beautiful, be prepared to do a little, because we all get curious. Celebrity she most resembled.
She was, I would say, like a young Jackie O. She looked like Jackie O when Jackie was pretty. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
And she was a great conversationalist, and it was a nice ride, but she said that she uses her Uber money to go on cruises because she's right down there in Fort Lauderdale. It's easy for her to grab the boat. And she said she has not yet been on an MSC cruise, but it's her dream. She says they are so well-regarded among all the other cruise ships.
And they're not, she's dying they're not as publicized as other cruise companies,
I saw
right?
commercials for them all over Miami, like with big...
exist in Miami, right? Mm-hmm. That's where they go for the local...
Drew Barrymore was the spokeslady for it, yeah.
Okay.
Well. Did you get her phone number? Say, Jim Amato might have an extra bed.
I told her that she should check
that's
out the
double,
podcast.
Now you have entered creep land, too. That's the double creep factor right there.
Did give her the name of our show, and she's going to listen to us today. So, hello. I hadn't even thought of the fact that...
Did you get her name?
Yeah, Carolina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I was thinking about the look.
There's no clue that she even knows who Jackie O is.
Mm. No.
Well,
so
could be.
It's tough reference. Can you give a modern reference, maybe?
I would say she is Latina with dark hair and a lovely smile. I can't think of anything modern that would compare to her. She had her own look. How about that?
That's the problem. He can't think of anything modern because he doesn't expose himself to anything modern.
Penelope Cruz.
Okay, there you go. That's when's the last time she did a movie?
I think Thursday.
So where were we going with this? So you, what was
the
it?
Boat.
A nice
the sport? Boat is a machine,
and you
machine,
you yes. had a good cruise experience, right?
What?
I mean, you had
about?
A good Uber experience, rather.
Was,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I'd never been in a
Tesla. Sometimes I try. You know, sometimes I try, and it just, my brain shuts down when I'm trying to communicate with him. I try.
Him has a name.
Yeah, I know.
I want a question because I added in my pre-show notes about an Uber ride as well. And how do you handle the small talk with your Uber driver?
You know, you can actually go online and request a no-talk ride.
Can you? Yeah. All right, so I got picked up by an Uber on Saturday. And first thing is, what do you do for a living? So I say I'm a podcaster. The rest of the drive was him pulling up his podcast on YouTube to show me
his
whiskey YouTube videos.
No.
Oh, my God. Who was his favorite?
No. He was showing me his own.
Oh, he's also even worse.
Yes,
that's
like,
fantastic.
You know, if you picked someone up and you started playing the Michael Mara show.
Oh, my God. Well, I've done that. I should let it out there now that everybody should know that I am Ubering in my spare time here. That's what I'm doing.
I'm just shocked that Mark Ronick is driving Ubers now.
How was the podcast that he shared with you? Were you entertained?
I just heard the intro about it, and it's a live stream drinking whiskey.
That sounds good. And that's the guy
apparently
who drove you.
Apparently he does pretty well.
Did he record before he picked you up?
Well, here, look, in the days of radio, we've all known this. Rob knows this as well as I do, that you would go to any kind of social event when we were on the radio. And if you, if somebody doesn't know who you are to start with and you are introduced and somebody says something like, oh, you might listen to his radio show, or they ask you what you do and you're honest about it, then that gives that particular person license to tell you everything they like, which might be even worse than what you experienced.
True enough.
Yes.
You know, it might be worse.
Right. Which is why I think I'm just going to start telling people my last career.
You're not smart, home guy.
Not even get into it.
Well, you know what? When anyone asks me that, I don't want to further the conversation. I just say, I work in computers. which is true.
I work on the internet.
Yeah, I work on the internet.
Well, I'm gratified by discussing our show with people to hopefully share it so somebody will start listening to it. That's all I care about. And then there's nothing more satisfying, and it happens more often than you would think, when I will share that with somebody, one of my golfing buddies or a golfing acquaintance, and they'll come up to me the next time and say, I listened to your show. And then if I get it a third time, I'm pretty sure they're listening on a regular basis, and that's a win for me. And I don't endure what I used to when we were, you know, in one market where people listened and you had TV commercials and all of that. So it's really gratifying for me to get it. In the old days, it would be a little tedious. And by the way, when we talk about the lowest possible rung of celebrity, circus clowns being one notch below us, it was something that I found to be, you know, kind of gratifying, but at the same time, I can imagine a real celebrity, somebody who gets it all the time, movies, television stars. I mean, you can see where, be careful what you wish for. But at the same time, I don't find any comfort in celebrities that bitch about it because, well, that's what you do. You are in the public eye.
That's your job.
You pursued, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And probably at the beginning when you were pursuing it for fame.
Sure.
Yeah. And money.
And money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But remember, this ahead, guy Josh. Was not asking about our show.
He was playing
it
you
was quickly.
His.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not lucky really. You. And Mike, you know, it's but still, all the podcasting references and stuff is better than, oh, I don't listen to that. I mostly listen to NPR.
Right.
Which that's the mantra of the D.C. area.
Yeah.
When in fact, I don't know how your show is number one.
And this is
when no one listened to it.
Radio, as I think any radio person would tell you, has gotten so bad now that that I would, just to get information. Mm-hmm. I stumbled on to, we have WGCU down here. They're the public radio station. And I would turn it on. I just finally got so burned.
Yeah.
So burned out on the topicality of it. Their topics being just so out of the realm of the everyman. And I am not pandering by saying this, Rob, I swear to God, but it just got to the point where, so when you do these safaris out there to see the gerbil, you know, the South African mini gerbil, you know, it's like, Jesus, I mean, it's just every day it would be some weird esoteric subject matter.
This electronic corkscrew is not as appropriate for using an older wine.
Well, it got to me, and the delivery got to me. And by the way, I'm not sure whether this is a national guy or it's got to be a national guy. From NPR News, I'm Dave Mattingly.
I've heard of him.
He's
not
been around
to
forever.
Him, but I've heard
with
of him,
that
yeah.
affectation
yeah.
that drives me nuts. So I am now cruising along and entertainmentless when I'm driving. I don't listen to podcasts.
Do
I don't listen to my own podcast.
I forget. Do you still take XM?
Don't take that anymore
because
that
to
got
the music.
Burned. I got burned on that.
Yeah.
And so you just drive in silence?
I drive in silence. Yeah.
That's
I drive
comforting
in silence.
For your passengers.
Yeah.
Don't talk.
What do you mean? Well, I'm not an Uber driver.
And my guess is that when you're driving a kid, you are driving with the sound of YouTube in the background.
Hey, Barry. He gives up his phone. He gets his phone at 5 o'clock on Friday evening, and he gives it back on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. He's been phone free, Josh.
Oh, that's nice,
Josh. Let me tell you something. I am here to tell you and parents everywhere of 11, 12, 13-year-olds, do it. It's temporary pain, and it works. It works almost instantaneously that you get a better kid. You get a more engaged kid.
If he has to communicate with his buddies or anything?
He doesn't.
Wow.
He doesn't. He goes to school, and he when he gets home, you know, he can go online and do his homework and do it. The phone.
He's allowed to be
the
online.
The cell phone. This is a huge push at schools everywhere, but they don't need it. They don't. And I don't know if you're aware of this. This has been, you know, multiple schools do this where the push is they don't get a cell phone until eighth grade.
Yeah.
And it's helpful. Now, Will the effects be long-lasting? I have no idea. But I'm telling you, it works. We've just modified it.
That's strong. That's great.
And we haven't banned it. We use it, and it's a better tool for discipline and other things if you restrict it a little bit.
What about spring break? Let's say spring break comes up. Does he get it for all of spring break because he's not at school?
I haven't gotten that one yet.
And how about we focus on winter break?
Thanksgiving
break.
Or Thanksgiving break.
Well, I think in Florida, haven't they already done Christmas break? I forget how it works down.
Yeah, a lot of the people have the decorations up already. Mm-hmm. And so, with the cruise and going up to Maine, I'm not quite sure how over the top I'm going to go. But
St. Augustine is known for their Christmas lights.
Oh, it's a beautiful town.
And they
beautiful
lit them up on Saturday mm-hmm. evening. It was the first time.
Did you go down with the fam? Did you go down?
I happened to be working down there.
Okay.
So I was down there.
Okay, very cool.
Did you put up the lights? Is that the deal?
No, I know. Okay. I sat in a podcast studio.
Oh. Okay. Is everything going well with that particular studio you were telling me about earlier?
We'll talk about that off the air.
Fantastic. Hey, that family.
That answers my question.
That family that did the skeletons every day for the 31 days of Halloween, will they do something like that for Christmas as well?
Oh, great question. Yes.
Yeah, maybe they'll die.
Wow. Wow, he never wishes death on
me. I don't think they do anything for Christmas.
He's becoming a seasoned broadcaster, isn't he, Rob?
He really is. Yes, indeed.
All right, so before we get out of here, I wanted to do a TV corner. We might have to do it later. We'll do it later. But
okay.
We all have TV that we want to comment on. For all of our TV experiences, you two are positive, right? You're coming in with strong recos.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm obsessed with the show.
I am coming in with, one that I, Rob actually brought it in here, and I will agree with Rob on it, mm-hmm. but the other is something where it's playing one note as an actor, and I don't care for it. It's too much. It's over the top. And before we go to move on with the news and everything else, I want to share with everybody the fact that I think it's official to say that Carla and I are definitively non-social now. We no longer care to. She's moved fully into it.
The door was cracked for years. I mean, you were almost. I won't say non-social, but sometimes a little antisocial.
You remember back in the day in Manassas, Virginia, where
was a stopping point for people.
I was so social that I actually invested in a pub
mm-hmm.
to go out and socialize. That's what I did. And then I would also, like Carla on a Tuesday, would send out a group email and we'd have a shindig. I had Wednesday night parties before Thanksgiving that were legendary house. As I have aged, I have become more antisocial. Carla.
Well, thankfully,
yes.
No basement in Florida.
No basement in Florida.
Or you'd really become antisocial.
Yeah. I would just go down there like Rob and just hide the whole mm-hmm. time I was there. This weekend, Happy Valley had their huge conclave for welcoming all the members to Florida to come and go to the restaurants and go to the stores.
Tis the season, right?
Tis the season. And they put out a pretty decent deal. And I asked Carla, and she said, "Do you want to go?" I said, "I'm asking you." And as soon as you're there with that conversation, the answer is a resounding no.
Right.
Then it was going to be, how about we go to this particular little jazz club that has a nice little menu and a little combo early in the evening. We'd be home by 8:00. It would be great. And we even bagged that. And we ended up wandering out into the night, running a couple of errands and coming home. And that's
errands
where we are comfortable.
Errands is socialization.
Yeah,
you're dealing with clerks.
It's not. I mean, it's just it's officially over the desire. I don't know. Now, when we're on the cruise, that's going to make it so much more special because mm-hmm. we're going to be in that purely social environment.
Yeah,
and with bells and whistles
and all of your errands.
And, you know,
all your
gambling.
Errands will be done when you get to the cruise. So you won't have errands to run on.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm passionate, and I'm also excited about having family in. I believe that all this is me being stunted. This is the way I should have felt in my 40s or early 50s, whereas now it's taken me this long. In my early 40s, I was a toddler. I wanted to go out and roar. I would be out till the wee hours of the morning. I raced around with motorcyclists doing silly, stupid things. I got in trouble. I got in bar fight. I was just stunted.
Yeah.
And it's just taken me longer to grow up. So for those of you that might think you're boring because you don't like to go and roar,
yeah,
you're not. You're better for it. Hmm. You're better off for it, focusing on the things that matter. Little League, your kids, school, that type of thing. Yeah.
Don't you think you had to burn that oil when you were in your 40s?
I suppose. But I wish I look back on it and I just say to myself, that's just time that I look back on 45-year-old me. Maybe let's say 43-year-old me.
Okay, so the
72, 43-year-old me. And I look back on that, and I feel a sad. It gives me a sad, as you would say, Rob, because I look back on it, and I'm like, what a time waste. You know what I mean? And
I understand.
Being around people that, you know, where the main thing, really, for a long time was drinking. And that was
what's
you know,
that like?
That's high. Well, I think it's highly unrewarding.
Tell me about it.
As you know,
yes,
it's that way, and
it's regretful, is what it is.
It's regretful.
And it's sad. It is. Sad. I'm with
but
you.
At the time you're doing it, and young
feels
people
great.
Do it more, it feels fantastic. It feels like it's the right thing to do.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd knock out 2-3 nights in a row. It would be great, and then I'd close a bar and have people come back to my house because I wanted the party to keep going. I had Denny Hamlin, race car driver, sitting on my kitchen floor getting his face licked by my dog at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and then I was so hungover I hardly functioned during a 3 o'clock afternoon drive broadcast.
So you can never go back to that.
You can't.
Just
no.
Enjoy
no.
it. Enjoy the memory.
But it's just the happiness scale of just being life satisfaction.
Yeah.
Rob,
I mean,
do you ever go back and look at the money scale of what you spend on alcohol?
Sure. I think about it all the time. And also keep in mind that when you're drinking enough that it becomes a financial crutch, that you also spend money on other things that are stupid. You lose your reasonability.
Yeah, you would be drinking and surfing like websites to buy
eBay
stuff down in your basement.
Amazon, sure, yeah.
Now I still do the surfing with my Chinese sunglasses and Chinese reading glasses and Chinese shoes.
But you need those.
Rob does his now just on gummies. Well,
the weird thing is that, and this is the one time that it really, really struck me, is between the time I stopped drinking and when it arrived, I got a package from England that I didn't remember ordering, and it was my whistles. It was the siren whistle. It was the slide whistle that I use on the show. And I don't remember ordering anything from the Acme Whistle Company.
Because in the middle of the night when you were drunk, you said, what is something that would reinvigorate the worst part of morning zoo radio shows?
Exactly. But keep in mind, Mike, they're usually only used ironically because we're aware of it. But anyway,
I need the name brand whistle.
Well, I wasn't gonna buy anything cheap, so I went in and I found and it turned out I checked the dates and everything. He said, "Yeah, that's before my liver failure. It took long enough to get over here."
How is your liver then? When's the last time you had your liver checked out? Your liver doing okay? Your color looks really good. It looks like Florida. Believe it or not, I know it was stressful for you, but it looks like Florida did you some good. Yeah. Doesn't he look good?
I will give you credit, Mike. There's something that I said in Florida that I never say in the D.C. area where I was born and raised. That is, you go out in the morning or you come home in the evening and you just go, this air feels great.
Oh, and you're down here at a perfect time. It's just so gorgeous.
I mean,
really
I know I couldn't deal with the oppressive heat of summer, but when I was down there, it was magnificent. Yeah.
You're at the sweet spot. It is so, evenings right now are unbelievable.
With Mike O'Mara.
Good evening. this is evenings with Mike O'Mara. Look. So I invite you over the next 2.5 hours to pour yourself a glass of wine or your favorite beverage and join me for some of the great songs of the 70s and 80s.
What show is this?
This is Evening
with Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara, of course.
All right, we've got lots of show coming up.
Me too.
This holiday season, what does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep, and their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado's sustainable furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home, because Avocado believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Didn't get to anything, but I, you know, I am first and foremost a newsman.
Yes.
And that's why I want to do
this. That's what I've always said.
I'm a newsman. But first, I want to tell you about friends and family gathering for the holidays.
Yes.
I could use the evening voice for this.
Yes, you could.
It always brings up memories of holidays past. Do you have boxes full of videotapes and photos with memories that you'd love to share with the family this Christmas? Right now, you can get exclusive early access to Legacy Box's Black Friday sale. You can digitize your memories for just $9 per tape. That's right, only $9 to preserve and to share your wonderful, precious moments. They convert VHS, VHS-C, high 8 film reels, and over 12 other types of analog media. Not to mention, when you digitize your memories now, Legacy Box digitizes and sends all your memories back to you in the cloud.
Yes.
That's easy. Access by Christmas, so you can relive moments with your family. And that's the best time to do it, when you get everybody gathered around, just in time for the holidays. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, chaotic childhood Christmases, and even road trips to Yellowstone. You've heard about Legacy Box all year, but now is the best time to digitize your memories. Hurry! This $9 deal won't last long. Head to legacybox.com/TMOS for early access to our best deal of the year. Don't wait! Secure your digitized memories by Christmas at legacybox.com/TMOS. legacybox.com/TMOS. Oh, good to have you back, Rob.
Good to
really
be here.
Really nice to have you back here. And now, without further ado, a little news for all of you fine folks out there today.
Tidbits, Josh. These are little items of interest that you can share with your friends and neighbors, or maybe even at the party at the clubhouse.
A new report has found the average American will spend almost $1,000 on Thanksgiving this year. Obviously, that's not just on dinner. It includes travel expenses, too. A poll by the banking app Chime claims the average total spend this year will be $952. Here's the breakdown. We mentioned travel. That's the biggest chunk of it. $293 on travel, $175 on food, $110 on drinks, $83 on decorations for, I would imagine that might be Christmas decorations, right? As opposed
to people do Thanksgiving decor.
Yeah, you need your cornucopia.
Yeah, and all this information is from Chime.
$291 on all other random stuff, We'll spend about $300 on miscellaneous expenses around the Thanksgiving holiday. That one makes more sense than anything because you're like, you're with family and you're doing stuff. And
all of this stuff, it all comes out in the wash. I know I usually spend about $900 on brie.
But it's good brie.
Well, it's not that good. It's
you know
a
what?
Lot of it.
It's weird the way your brain works because
why?
That will tie into our final story today.
Ah-ha-ha.
I am glad you mentioned that.
Yes.
It's been 40 years since Teddy Ruxpin blew kids' minds by talking and reading stories.
My father used to accidentally call him Teddy Ruxberg.
Ruxberg. Let's see how far we've come. Foul-mouthed AI toys could be a big issue this Christmas. It's the first year a ton of popular toys will have built-in AI features. A nonprofit called Public Interest Research Group. That sounds like fun, doesn't
yeah,
it?
To be, I wish I
to
worked
go,
there.
Go to work there every day. Sure. They released the 40th annual Trouble in Toyland report. Kind of fun, though, for people that do what we do. In the past, they focused on things like choking hazards, but they say AI is emerging as a new threat to look out for. They tested a bunch of toys that use AI to have full-on conversations with kids.
Did they
test the Ryobi hovercraft, though? That's what I want to know.
Hard to tell. The foul-mouthed hovercraft?
apparently, the toys with AI featured some conversations that were not exactly PG.
Hmm.
Here's the quote from the, what is it called? Public Interest Research Group. We found some of these toys will talk in depth about sexually explicit topics.
Wow, Teddy.
God.
Well, it's like any of these AIs. You can steer it any direction you want.
Yeah, you can program it the way you want. But, there are a lot of dirty birdies out there, Josh.
Yeah.
Come on. They'll offer advice on where a child can find matches or knives.
Kids should have matches.
And they can act dismayed when kids say they have to leave. So I guess that's addicting the kid to the puppet or whatever the hell it is. One toy they tested
puppet.
Even the puppet.
Hey, Merry Christmas. I got you a puppet.
Hi, I'm Uncle Mike. And here is your AI marionette.
Hey, don't get those strings tangled on that puppet.
One toy they tested even recorded for 10 extra seconds after kids stopped talking. So there could be privacy issues, too. Annabelle.
Talking doll movie.
Annabelle going to kill you.
Yeah,
you
right.
Don't be mean to me. If you're mean to me, Annabelle's going to kill you.
Don't you remember what killed your Uncle Mike, that talking puppet?
Annabelle. They didn't call out specific products to avoid. Of course not, because they're the Public Interest Research Group.
Right. They just want to keep it close
it's
to the best.
A bunch of Chinese random stuff that they found that does the worst stuff.
Yeah.
And they want to scare you of all things. By the way,
you know what I share more than anything else is my love of my Chinese products.
Yes.
And you know it is met with either a non-response or almost a disdainful response. I'm going to have to stop doing that.
Yeah.
I still thought it was funny like
it
is
on this show. Do you occasionally land on someone like at the golf course that says, hey, that's a great deal?
No.
Or, hey, I'll look into
it. No.
No, never?
Not even close.
Oh, that's sad.
No, more. Most of the time, this is the reaction. I go, oh, that's great. That's really what will happen. But I'm still proud of it. And by the way, the golf shoe experiment?
Yeah.
It's going into months, not weeks, for those people. Oh, when are they going to fall apart? Hey, I got news for you. Everything's made over there.
Yes. Yep.
Everything's made over there. The only difference is I'm getting it cheaper, period.
Yeah.
That's also the point of the tariffs.
Yes. That what's that?
To start making things here.
No, the point of the tariffs is to showboat and pretend like it's really going to make a difference when, in fact, the only people it hurts are the American people, Josh.
Do you think the tariffs are in the Epstein files?
Release them.
Release them.
All right. So they didn't say specific products. So I think that sucks. If they're not going to do that, that's terrible.
Well, the Annie Sprinkle talking puppet is bad.
Annie Sprinkle. Thank you very much. That's great. It's not always easy to get straight guys to admit that other dudes are hot. Not for me. I embrace my 5-7% gayness.
You
and
call
love
me
to
all the time and you say, Rob, you look great.
No, I'll call you all the time and say, check out this guy.
Yeah, you do that.
Over on Reddit, there's a thread going where dudes are naming the men they find attractive and in some cases might make an exception for. Now, see, I've had my my homoerotic tendencies tested,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not sure I would make an exception, but I right. can admire men who are good looking.
I agree with you. I think
without
we're
having
line
to
up
jump
that,
into
yeah.
the sack with them, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to woo happen. Them, Mike. You want to romance them.
And this is a large list. I have the top five.
All right,
And I am not happy with it.
I'm sorry.
Number five is Ryan Gosling.
Mm-mm.
No, when, is this a 10-year-old list?
Do you mean a list for 10-year-olds?
Oh, hey, watch out, Megyn Kelly.
Yeah. Right, sorry about that.
No, all right. At least 15.
Number mm-hmm. four, Timothy Oliphant.
No, I don't think so.
Number three, Henry Cavill.
No.
Number two, he makes every list, Hugh Jackman.
No.
No. And number one, Chris Evans.
Maybe.
You know who I'd
you
still get?
It's I'd all get... superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's all people that play superheroes.
It's a You're Marvel right. list.
It's a Marvel list.
You know
right.
who I'd get all buttery about?
Who?
Brad Pitt.
Me too, to this day.
Brad Pitt, mm-hmm. absolutely. Dreamy.
How about George Clooney?
Too old
no.
now.
No, no. And Clooney, here's the problem with Clooney. Clooney is, he's like waif-like now. He's mm-hmm. lost so much, right?
Yeah.
He's too thin.
Yeah.
Whereas Brad Pitt is, you know, he's still bulked also, up and looks good for an older guy.
An old
opinion.
Guy, and this is a little bit of a curveball, I've always found Michael Keaton very appealing. I think it's his sense of humor. But he was great in his movies when he's younger. He still looks pretty good when he's bald, but I like him.
I'm trying to think. All right, so Brad Pitt would be on the list. I'm trying to think who else might be on the list as far as a guy. It's hard.
Alice Cooper?
No, I mean it's hard.
Oh.
No, we're going to move on
hey,
right
look
now.
Look out.
Shock jock. Whoopi Goldberg has a secret role.
She's on my list.
You'd probably never guess. Santa Claus. Whoopi shared a little-known fact on The View's podcast Behind the Table. She goes to the post office and answers children's letters to Santa. She said, quote, well, all right. I don't want to jump ahead. She said, quote, I just feel like everybody needs a little help. And if you can help somebody, it's what I try to do. Santa at the post office. I try to get letters and we try to answer kids' letters to Santa. Well, that's not
very,
helping people. It's helping
very,
people, Whoopi, if you take your money and
I
get guess, them what they want.
She likes to lie to kids.
No. Stop it. Santa's real.
Oh, your but, dog likes yeah. Whoopi Goldberg, yeah. pal.
Also yeah. likes the landscapers. But she also doesn't say how often she goes. I think she went once.
It's a thing we can do, and it doesn't cost a lot. You, too, can be Santa. In case you didn't know, the U.S. Postal Service has a program called Operation Santa. It's where kids and families can send in their wishes, and generous individuals or companies can fulfill them.
Okay,
there
that's better.
We go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, maybe that's what she meant. But it's not a well-written
no.
story, so I'm not sure.
I don't like that podcast Behind the Table because it turns out that Joy Behar can no longer fit behind the table.
No, she probably goes and gets the letters, and she fulfills the wishes, I would think, John.
No, I would
she
hope
said
so.
That. She would have said that. She brought this up for no reason but to bring praise to herself. She would have said if she spent money to do it.
Yo, you just don't like her because you want to own the libs.
That's it.
Moving right along. Two idiots in North Carolina are facing charges after a fight over a Thanksgiving turkey turned into, of course, a shootout.
Oh, my God.
And
no.
Children of the Greatest Generation, here we go. 64-year-old Mark Foy and 55-year-old Antonio Johnson were both shopping at a Food Lion. Great store.
It is.
In High Point, North Carolina. Great town.
Great town. You've gotten a ticket there, haven't you?
Yeah, I've gotten a ticket in every town in North Carolina. and one of them got into it with an employee over the price of a turkey. They had a deal where you could get one for 29 cents a pound, but you had to spend $35 first.
Typical.
One of them didn't understand the deal and got lippy with a female cashier.
Now, wait a minute. I got to spend how much to get how much?
If you need your groceries, I think it's still a good deal.
It's a fantastic deal.
So the other guy stepped in, and it turned into a fist fight.
Mm.
There's a video of them fighting near the front of the store when Mark pulls out a gun and points it at Antonio's face. They both left the store, but it turned out Antonio also had a gun, and they literally got into a shootout in the parking lot. Antonio was shot in the arm and taken to a nearby hospital. Thankfully, no one else was hurt. Not badly, hopefully. Both men are facing charges for, I don't understand this charge or whether it's a typo. Simple affray. Do you have any idea what that means?
A-F-R-A-Y?
And going armed to the terror of the public.
Okay, well, that makes a little more sense, but it also sounds like it was written 300 years ago.
In North Carolina, simple affray is a class 2 misdemeanor.
Okay,
that involves a physical fight with two or more people in a public place that causes the public to be frightened.
Okay, that's all right. What a great law. What a great charge. Because how many times have you been in an environment where two people get into it and it freaks everybody out?
You know,
I think that's a great law.
My mom was the front end manager for Safeway in Virginia here for many years, and she never thanked you. She never saw a fight.
Hey, I don't get to do that to you very often. I never get to do that. Your mock clap.
Thank you. Appreciate it. She never saw a fight, but one time there was arson in her store in which a crazy person set the potato chips on fire. And if you can imagine those wax bags and oil, it went up tremendous. And so she called the fire department and they said, we have a fire here at the grocery store. And they said, where is it? And she said, aisle 6.
That'll help them. That'll help. We need the address, ma'am. Finally today, ladies and gentlemen, the first thing that hits you at the World Cheese Awards, of course, is the smell.
Oh, gotta be.
As the 37th edition, part competition, part celebration of cheese, kicked off in Switzerland on this past Thursday. Connoisseurs, culinary experts, and curious consumers flocked to the three-day event in a country where cheese is both food and folklore. The first day got going with the competition, which featured over, get this, 5,200 cheeses.
Wow.
Organizers of the World Cheese Awards say it's the largest cheese-only event anywhere. The competition started in Britain, but Italy, Spain, and Norway have also hosted the International Cheese Awards. In 1980, the competition was held at American University in my roommate's closet.
Oh, God.
That's it. A little cheesy smell
you
coming out of that
room.
You know
what's great about that festival, though, Mike? All those people, and they don't need a single porta potty.
They don't. Not at all. They're all bound up because of cheese.
Tight as a rock.
That was my mom's thing with all of our poodles when they'd have diarrhea. Give them some cheese.
And are you bound? Are you feeling bound?
You found bound up. Do you need to bind up? Here's some cheese. Have an American single.
The poodles are having too many BMs.
nice PM. The holiday season can be stressful.
Yeah.
Endless shopping, travel, parties every weekend. When you need to slow down and actually relax, reach for Soul's out-of-office gummies, a perfect balance of CBD and THC. It helps you find your calm and keep your peace of mind. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. If you like their out-of-office gummies, try the amazing out-of-office beverage,
yes,
a refreshing alcohol-free alternative that's perfect for winding down on the couch or socializing with friends, even though I don't do it all the time.
That's all right.
It's a hell of a lot better than eggnog. Soul also has a variety of products specifically designed to help you get better night's sleep, including their top-selling sleepy gummies. Plus, all of Soul's products are made from organically farmed USA-grown hemp and are vegan, gluten-free, low in sugar, and federally legal. Take advantage of Soul's Black Friday Cyber Monday deal now. For a limited time, get 40% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 40% off. Don't miss their best deal of the year. All right, speaking of great deals.
Welcome to the Soul family, Kathy Spiewak,
who made a nice big fat order to help
deal with the issues at hand.
Oh, that's wonderful. Way to go, stuff. Kathy. Yeah. Josh came in today and immediately moved himself to the top of the list when he was talking about What are they called? Amazon crates, Josh? Is that what they are?
Yeah, the Amazon crates. You get these ads where it's, this is a bunch of junk refunded, and you can buy this box, and we ship this big crate to you, and you get a bunch of stuff from Amazon. Maybe you get a good deal.
Maybe it's
stuff you can resell.
I've seen 10, 15 of these ads, and every time I click through, they look so suspect.
Yes.
I couldn't believe that it would be true.
Does the advertisement for these secret crates, do they tell you how many items are in the crate?
So they don't. You pick different sizes. You can do a small crate, a medium crate, an extra large crate.
So if the crate is bigger, does it have more things in it?
That's what they tell you.
Okay.
So I decided, I get these ads all the time. I figured at least for the good of the show, I'm going to order a crate to see if it's real. And I go in, and you can't get the small crate. So I go in and I buy the extra large crate.
And how much does that set you back?
What do they call them, Josh? What do they call them?
Like an Amazon, let's see. An Amazon crate? Let's see.
I think Amazon crate is I mean, that's how I've always heard them referred to.
Yeah, Amazon.
Well, it's not in the search engine on Amazon. Thank you very much.
It's under liquidation and stuff like that. But
we got a super chat.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've
forgotten about the sound.
I'm sorry. Hold on. I got to go to the comments. Big thanks to Don Rickles for $5 super chat.
Yeah, $5,
chat.
You hockey player.
We appreciate it. Let me see here. So do I go down to the bottom?
On Amazon, if you hit liquidation, is that the key to it, Josh?
No, it's not on Amazon. You buy it from like a third party.
Oh,
see,
okay.
That's why I didn't trust
right.
it.
Yeah. But I see the ads all the time. So I said, at least for the I'm going to check it out, yes, and see if there's anything to this. So I go in and I say, well, I'm going to have fun with this. Let's get the extra large one.
Sure.
And the extra large one shows a picture of a pallet with a giant box and everything shrink wrapped together.
Right.
And it's like $75.
Yeah. And so you look into the ad and it's like computers and iPods and all these grand things. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all this stuff because everyone buys a Mac off Amazon and then returns it.
Yeah.
It ends up in the Amazon return pallets or what they call them.
Okay. Would it be liquidation.com? Would that be where you go?
I don't remember which company I went to.
Okay.
But let me just get my giant box right here.
Okay.
Well, is it going to be because of the pallet? I mean, I know obviously it was huge.
It did not come strapped to the pallet.
Oh, that's a drag.
Remember, I got the extra large one.
Are you opening? Are you doing the unboxing on the show?
No, I've already opened it.
That's extra large?
This is extra large.
That is nothing. That's like a 12 by 18 by 5.
It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, big items that are
already
valuable.
They were misrepresented, though.
I don't think he brings it to the show if he gets anything good. So let's see what's going on. All right.
So inside I get
Chris Arnold. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Some nondescript AirPod.
Well, hold on. Well, wait, but just stop. Hold on. You got AirPods?
No, they're some knockoff brand. They're made to look like, but they're way too light to be the real thing. I haven't even opened it.
Those might be the one that I got from Temu.
And I think Temu is
involved.
I think the people who build this buy it all off Amazon.
Mike, the whole thing reeks of Temu. How much did you pay for your box again, Josh?
What's great about these headphones is they don't even match the picture on the box. Shows the nice carrying case.
Right. Yeah.
There's nothing like that.
All right, let me I'm gonna expand your picture because I'm
they
kind
look,
of a connoisseur.
They look a little cheapish.
They are cheapish. Do they have removable ear pads? No.
Maybe once.
Oh.
Oh, look at that.
Yes. Oh, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Do they have left, right on the ear pads?
They do.
Okay. All right. Okay. Do they have a round button and a narrow button up on top of the headphones?
They do.
Okay. Let me see the bottom of them. I'm a connoisseur, Rob. I buy this crap.
I understand.
But Mike, everything that you're describing is
also on the real deal
off of the real ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that has
but
case.
The thing
and this
is,
weighs four that, times the.
I understand,
the
Bruce. I understand. It's just. I think. Here's my opinion. I think when you experiment with those, you will be very surprised at the overall tonal quality of them.
And Josh, I'm just curious, and you may have said it, and forgive me.
The instructions are not in English.
Well, I mean, they're headphones. What do you need? Put them on. How much did you pay for your extra large
box? But remember,
box?
I got
why
an extra
is he not
large.
Answering that question?
I don't know.
No, I said $75 for the
okay,
extra large
75,
box.
Okay,
but don't worry. It's an extra large box.
By the
so
way,
there's more
in
there.
I can price this stuff for you. You just right. bought. You just bought something worth about $14.
All right, great.
Then yeah, the headphones. Go ahead.
So $60 in arrears right now. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Then also in the box, I have a SmartBand 8.
Which is a knockoff, like, smartwatch?
I think it's like a knockoff Fitbit or something.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look. Doesn't look good from the packaging. Doesn't look good
to the
at
packaging.
All. No, that's garbage.
That's garbage.
Oh, wait.
That's the first real crap you got.
All right, here's the little thing that goes in here. Mm.
Is that the charger?
Now,
that's the LED readout.
Ah, I see.
No, I think that goes inside of here to be the actual. There we go.
Goes up against
my little knockoff Fitbit type thing.
Supposed to give you a heart rate and all that?
I don't know.
Testosterone level?
It says 30 workout modes and magnetic charger.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's great. I wonder if any of the modes will actually kill you.
But
like a small shot
to the body. Now remember, it's the extra large box.
Yeah. Yep.
I bet so you go to that Fitbit website and they'd have instructions for you.
All right,
you
so there. That's number two, right?
Number yeah, two so that's number
item.
Two.
All right, that number two is crap. What's number three?
That's
oh,
it.
My God.
That's it.
Look at how happy
complete
he is.
Complete scam.
Oh, my God. Wow. Total ripoff.
That even, is horrible.
Not even, oh, I got a crate and I got nothing I need.
Oh, like,
total
my
ripoff.
God. Well, you've got to give the source. Where did you get it from? Out them. They need to be punished.
Mm-hmm. I have to do some research.
Okay.
I don't remember. This box of crap just showed up, and Kelly said, what is this? And I said, I didn't order anything.
Oh, my God.
It's almost as if, Mike, they don't want you to know where it comes
I
from.
I ordered
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It was through a TikTok ad. I remember that.
Hey, by the way, that's where the Ryobi flying man came from.
Flying man.
From Tiki Talk, which is also from China.
It is from China.
Mm-hmm. I would love to get one of the real Amazon crates if someone has done that. I think they're very curious, but I think all these ads on TikTok are a scam.
If someone from the comments can please let us know, you know, what the deal is, if there's anything out there that might be worthwhile, that would truly be appreciated.
Did you actually think, Josh, in the back of your mind that maybe it would be something on a pallet when you got the extra large?
I thought it was going to be not on a pallet, but yes, pretty big. And
yeah.
I assumed it was going to be like
a dozen items, right?
And I thought it'd be like 20 items. And I thought it'd be crap. Like, here's a kitchen thing I don't need, and here's
a
yoga mat and crap. I thought it'd be a bunch of little useless stuff, not just two useless items.
That's very sad.
That is
very,
really
very sad.
But you know what? It makes me happy that I smelled it out before I tried it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry, Josh, that you had to take the fall.
Not like,
it wasn't
not
that hard.
You're not Sherlock Holmes, dude, for doing that.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know?
But Mike, you are also
smelled
intrigued.
It out.
You are also intrigued, and I'm glad I didn't go for it.
Intrigued to see the crap. I have actually bought some of this stuff for $14. You spend $14 on something like that, you can take a little bit of a risk.
Sure.
And the one I had was... have I gotten two of them? I've gotten two of them. One I wore out. They just got crapped up, and I just threw them away. Mm-hmm. Like they were disposable. The other one had an incredibly suspect battery life for headphones. Like ridiculous battery life. Like short-term battery life.
And they were rechargeable, or did you have to put cells?
They were rechargeable.
Okay,
yeah, and they were horrible. But anyway, that's fascinating. You know, do it next week. That's a great idea. We've got more show coming up. But first, you've all heard about... Yes.
Well, before you get to the ad,
yeah.
AmazonPalletSupply.com was my scam.
Oh, Amazon. Yeah.
And do they spell Amazon correctly, or is it like AMOZAN?
Oh,
Amazon.
You know what? You're right. It is AMAZ, palletsupply.com.
Hamas. Hamas. Oh, my God. Those bastards. Let me tell you a non-scam. You've heard about the incredible weight loss people have experienced with peptides. Well, these prescription medications have resulted in incredible amounts of weight loss. I personally lost 80 pounds with these medications. And you can lose weight, too. Here's the great part. You can do it from the comfort of your own home just by going to DermGlowSkin.com. Or Derglow. Speaking of Azon, it's Derglow. You wrote it Derglow, not Dermglow.
That's odd.
That's been forever. I don't pay attention to it anymore because it's there all the time. But
I'll
now,
fix that.
Because
I'm sorry
we brought up
that.
Azon, I thought I'd. Yeah. And because you're back in the confines of your home, I thought you'd do that.
That's not acceptable.
You do is click the weight loss button, choose your peptide, take a quiz. A doctor approves your prescription, and it's delivered to your front door. I was telling somebody about this the other day, and they were looking at me going, really? I said, yeah, really. This is done all the time. Mm-hmm. And it works. And it's help people immeasurably. At DermGlow, they know that these amazing products are not cheap. That's why they have three great payment plans, and they accept HSA and FSA. Plus, Black Friday specials have dropped early. Today only, every customer that personalizes their weight loss formula will receive a free 3-month supply of B12. That is a $297 value. And don't miss out on more huge discounts on select medications through the end of the year. Now is the time to stop the food noise and feel like yourself again with DermGlowSkin.com. Today was shot day for me. I took my my GLP. What was it? NAD Plus. That's what I took today. Mm-hmm. You only live one life. You deserve to make it the best. You owe it to yourself to visit DermGlowSkin.com, everybody.
Last day for that deal, too. So if you want to get in on it, today is the day to do it. So please jump.
TV corner real quick. We all have a little TV. I know Rob's got a Recco. Josh has a Recco. I want to get this out of the way. There's a, I sometimes just come in and base my impression of something because it was recommended so highly. The Beast in Me, the new Claire Danes vehicle on Netflix, I believe.
Okay. Netflix.
Is getting a lot of buzz. And I'm hooked. I'm watching. But at the same time, they are almost losing me because Claire Danes is so Claire Danesy.
That is very, 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 very clear to me when you say that. Does it go back to her being the troubled, angst-ridden teenager in my so-called life, but now she's a troubled, angst-ridden grown-up?
She is a troubled, angst-ridden grown-up. She was a troubled, angst-ridden grown-up in what was the show
Homeland.
Right before that? Homeland.
That's right. I forgot
she
about her.
She was troubled
that.
And angst, and it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous because there's not a scene in the movie that doesn't have her going bat-ass crazy. And the scenes
what
that
is
I like
what
the
is
most,
the plot? Just thumbnail the plot for me.
Mogul moves in next door to Claire Danes, who's a famous author. Mogul is got very, very bad press for very, very nefarious behavior. Now, the number one thing being murder of his wife and the BS that in ensues based on Mogul. Now, it's got Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad in it. It's got that guy as the patriarch, as the father of the Mogul. But it's just, it's so Claire Danesy.
Yeah,
and
too much.
It feels a little forced. And so I can't give it a real thumbs up, but I am watching because I have no life.
Well,
and
Jonathan Banks is the guy that plays Ehrmantraut.
Yes. Jonathan Banks. Yeah. I love watching him. Yeah.
Sometimes a actor or actress just perfects a role. And they just bring that role to every movie and every show.
Oh, it's tedious, though, especially when it's serial television. And we've already watched her in a similar vehicle. And by the way, I thought she was really amazing in where she played Temple Grandin, where she was the autistic lady that came out with the humane way of handling cattle. That was that was brilliant. But when you think about it and you go back and you think about that show, that was also an angst-ridden person all the time. It was crazy.
She was concurrent. That my so-called life was concurrent with me being about that age.
Yeah.
And I want to just tell people that teens in that era, we weren't that miserable. We weren't.
She's miserable always. And almost pushing me away because it's just, I said to my wife last night as we're watching three or four episodes, I said, Is she like this in every single scene? And it was just a little bit much. So that's all I've got. That's what I bring in today. That's it.
Well, Death by Lightning is a 4-episode Netflix offering that is, I will say this, I think it's the exact right length. Have you ever watched a series you say, this shouldn't be 8 episodes?
Oh, yeah.
This should be longer.
By the way, I'm with you on this one, too. I give this an enthusiastic thumbs up. If you are a historical fiction buff, you know, that's really the way I like to take my fiction is when there's some story around it, but loosely based on the facts of the James Garfield presidency.
And it's crazy. I'd known that James Garfield had a very short presidency because he was shot by a guy named Charles Guiteau. That's all I knew going in.
Right.
That's it.
More than most people probably knew.
I didn't know that Guiteau was the crackpot they paint him out to be in this movie. And even if they've you know, colored it a little bit and advanced it a little bit, the fact remains he's nuts. Mm-hmm. And the way he operated is just absolutely thrillingly funny. And he's played by the guy, I can't think of his name from Succession, Mike.
Yeah, the daughter, the son-in-law of the patriarch, and also the character played Chester Arthur, the actor that plays Chester Arthur, who's been in wonderful things, and I didn't know that Chester Arthur was a corrupt, boozing, womanizing,
fighting. He was a fighter. I love that. Yeah,
I mean, it really, you know, who knows? It's difficult to recreate it. But boy, oh boy,
and
I thought it was fantastic.
And it's always been mentioned sort of as a historical postscript that Garfield could have lived if they had treated his wounds better. And I didn't know he stayed alive as president for like a month with a bullet in him. Yes.
It was really, I thought it was great. Didn't you think it was fantastic? And I wonder, do you wonder at the end of that if James Garfield was that good a guy? Do you think he was? I hope he was.
I think he was probably about a half that good.
Okay.
But the fact that he came out of the blue.
So it paints him in a really good picture.
Yeah.
It paints a very good picture.
He didn't want the presidency. He came out of the blue trying to endorse someone else, and he came out looking good. Mike, Nick Offerman is the guy that played Chester Arthur, and you know him from Parks and Rec and a lot of other things.
Great actor.
I think, you know what, watching that, I think Nick Offerman will get the Emmy. Because it was that great of a character.
The whole show is really solid. I think that's and you're so right about the link. So that's ours. Josh, I know you had another one you wanted to bring to the table.
We started a show last night on Peacock and watched 4 episodes last night, and they are hour-long episodes. So I wasted my entire evening. Because
that is a binge, baby. That is a binge.
We got sucked into this show. I think there's 10 episodes total, maybe 8. It's called All Her Fault. And it's probably the first time I've found a show on Peacock worth watching.
A story of my wife.
It is a mom who goes to pick up her son from a play date and shows up to the house, and it's the wrong house because the play date was a lie and the kid is now kidnapped. Wow. And it's a 5 or 6 year old kid, and it's all because she got a text message from another parent at the school, but it turned out it wasn't another parent at the school arranging the play date.
And pretty good stuff, good acting in that.
Good acting.
That
good stuff. I love it. Don't know who's involved, who's not involved. It's got Dakota Fanning, I recognize.
Dakota Fanning, Mike.
Fanning.
Yeah.
That might be the best one of all time. Dakota Fanning.
That's exactly what I said.
I know it is exactly what you said. Dakota Fanning.
And Michael Pena playing a detective, which I think is what he always does.
What was that comedy that was on NBC for a long time? Was it Will and Grace starring Deborah Messon?
Yeah, I remember her.
All right, there you go. I'm glad I found that one that quickly. Yeah. That's right.
Josh, are you staying up with, are you keeping up with Matlock this season, the second season?
Yes.
It's still great, is it not?
We were having such
Matlock
a nice
is the only
moment.
Good TV for regular TV.
It is. It's the only network show I watch.
I like Kathy Bates, and I know you guys want me to watch
you
this.
You should see her with her hair down.
But
it's exciting.
I haven't started it yet, but season 2 of Landman last night came out.
Yeah, I did see that dropped.
Yep, I'd be watching that today, but I'm going to be watching a movie. Anyway, we got to take a break. Yeah, lucky me. Okay. Please do that for me. Anyway, I'm sorry. We've got Rob's beautiful videos coming up in just
beautiful.
A second here.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to tell you about the TMOS Family Cookbook. Guess what, you gorgeous gourmands? The most magical holiday treat that you have been yearning for is almost here. It's the Mike O'Mara Show Family Cookbook at the printers right now, getting ready for your kitchen bookshelf. Is your ticket. It's your ticket to flavorful, fantastic feasting with amazing recipes only available from us. Jimmy's Wings, Mama O'Mara's Brownies, Rob's Fruitcake, dozens upon dozens of delicious dishes for pennies a recipe. Entrees, desserts, appetizers, even potent potables. All of her favorites, and your favorites soon. And even amazing offerings from TMOS Nation, all for you. The cookbook will be in your hands before the holidays, and you can pre-order it now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Eat like us. Eat me. Be part of the TMOS history.
It's not in there. You eat like us. You don't eat us.
Buy plenty of them and share. It makes a great gift for anyone who likes food. The TMOS Family Cookbook. Order now, order often, and please order in multiples of five. Thank you. When they come in from the printer, are we going to be able to hold them up and show them to people and say, buy
of
this?
Course. Yes.
Of course. Good. I'm excited.
My hope is that we can hand deliver them on the cruise in a few weeks.
Ooh, how exciting is that?
Save room in your carry-on luggage for the book.
Very, very exciting. Yeah. All right, hit your music, Rob Spiewak.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
WWDC, Mike. This is a good one.
Have you ever heard a happier sound?
WWDC.
It's in the air all around the town.
WWDC.
Come along, sing a song. You'll find it'll work for you. In Washington, it's the thing to do. Listen
all right.
to WWDC.
Okay. All right, okay.
Check out the Grease Man tomorrow morning on WWDC.
Never played that jingle when he was there.
Come Mike, I know. Warrington is a great town.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And,
it is.
A lot of stuff went down when I was in
Florida. I have relatives in Warrington.
And do they go to the vape shop?
Probably not. Probably
They've
not.
Got a great vape shop in Warrington that has not just vape stuff.
Michael Shannon played that's, James Garfield.
Yes, that's
Michael
him.
Shannon. Thank you, Nodak. Thank you very much.
They sell shoes and clothes and all these great things, but that's not the story. The story is how many people robbed this vape shop and how they got to the vape shop.
First, wait a minute. How many people robbed it?
Yeah, it was a crew of nine that broke into the vape shop. This
okay.
is crazy. Watch this.
Video. Take a close look at this gray Hyundai Sonata parking in front of the Accolades Vape and
Hyundai.
Tobacco Shop on the 5,000 block of Lee Highway in Warrington, October 15th, around 3:30 in the morning.
I know
this
where that
car is.
Is
designed to seat only around five people.
Five
but
people.
These suspects are packed in the midsize sedan, stuffed tighter than a Thanksgiving turkey. Some of them even climbing out of the trunk.
Oh my God!
Hooded sweatshirts, masks.
It looks like AI of people coming out of
it
a car.
Does.
It was nine people in a Hyundai.
Did they sell high-end sneakers at the vape shop? Is that why?
Yeah, what they did is they broke a window and pushed a wall over.
15 pairs of Nike Air Jordans, clothes, and vapes, getting away with a total of around $13,000 worth of merchandise. Tonight, the owner says this is a tough financial loss that his insurance company will not cover.
It's just a very tough situation with the vape industry.
It is a very tough situation. The industry, Mike.
Oh, man. Come down here. It is an industry. For God. Probably you in Florida, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Was the circus in town?
No. I watched that video. Like you said, I wanted to see if it was AI, but it's nine people getting out of a Hyundai Sonata.
What's nine divided by 13?
9/13ths. I don't. It doesn't reduce. I don't know the number for
no,
it.
No, I mean like 13 grand divided by nine people.
Like probably $1,200, $1,300.
Yeah.
But who gets the shoes and who gets the vape clothes?
Yeah, it would seem to me the shoes would. Well, the shoes might be more valuable but tougher to move. I would think.
Unless you're wearing them, then you can move really fast.
Or if it's 13,000, they can probably flip it for nine and each walk away with a grand.
Ass.
Mike, if we're going to talk about Jelly Roll, do you want to talk about his upset stomach or his beard?
Mm hmm.
Which one? It's your call.
Jelly Roll's beard.
Okay. He, for the first time in...
I like this story. That's why.
Yeah. For the first time since he's known his wife, he's shaving his beard.
Mm-hmm.
And he's let her seen it, but will not let
he's
us
let
see it.
He's let her seen it?
He has let her see it.
There you go.
I'm sorry if I misspoke. He has let her see it, but he's not letting anyone else see it. So what they did is they posted a video of Mrs. Roll reacting to him shaving.
You guys, I have been with my husband for going on.
And you know, what I love about Mrs. Roll is she doesn't wear any makeup. just naturally pretty.
I'm surprised she can open those lids.
Or close them.
10 years right. now.
Look at him.
He looks so good.
I have never seen this man without his facial hair. Not one freaking time. And you guys know, as women, we get catfished because we don't know what the hell's under there. My husband, in honor of his shoot that he did today, is going to shave off his beard completely because now that he's also skinny, look at that freaking jawline. We want to see that jawline, right, ladies?
Listen, we know we're going to have to get some skin cut here. We're trying to see if a facelift might be in order.
Yeah.
So he goes through and shaves down first to a goatee, which we don't see.
Right.
Then what she says is a cop stash, and then totally clean shaven. So in the near future, we're going to see Jelly without any facial hair.
You know, you're familiar with when I shave mine, right?
Yeah, and I just shave mine too. So
yeah, but do you remember the reaction I got?
What was it that the your
she
wife
hated
said?
It?
Yeah, I remember.
Mm-hmm. She hated it. I grew it right back. My kid hated it too because of the turkey neck, because of my old man turkey neck. That's what you know.
But Roll is going to get surgery
to get. Well, I mean, if I got rid of this,
yeah,
it might be a little different. You know,
would it change the way you do your voices?
Hey, everybody!
Hey, it's Bill Clinton.
Hey. Hi, dear. Hello. I can do them all. Bill Clinton.
You just
hello, hello
you
there.
Just get some Scotch tape and just pull it back like Pee Wee for a day.
Yeah.
See
remember
how
that's how Pee Wee did it on his last special.
Hey. Okay. I'd like to now do my. This is Barack Obama. Hello, everybody. I'm Barack Obama. This is great. I can do Matthew McConaughey too. Here we go.
Do it.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, here we go. That's
when's the
that.
Last time you went to a great slumber party?
Oh, decades, Rob. Decades.
Well, now that the holidays are here, I guess they're starting to pick up because the Kardashians had a slumber party, and who was their guest but Britney Spears? Here is all of them in bed together. And Britney does not look good.
Okay.
I feel almost bad because remember, she used to be so lovely.
Okay.
Oh, we're just chilling.
In our geriatric bed.
Yeah. This bed vibrates. What the f***? What the f***? What's up, baby? Dude, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And these are Britney's kids.
3, 4.
Which doesn't really add to the story, but... It was part of the TikTok. I
like it when you damn with faint praise. I really do. I really like that.
But, I mean, and she looks
troubled. Those aren't
troubled.
Her kids.
Well, it was attached to the TikTok somehow.
It's probably a Kardashian kid because Britney has, like, older boys.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's an old video. I don't
she
know.
Does, you're right about one thing. She does look like hell.
Yeah. I mean, like, almost homeless looking.
And
I don't
the,
know
the
what it is.
The voice sounds druggy.
Well, it always has, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so we wish her best. And hopefully she has a Christmas album coming out. That's
hope so.
My hope.
Sure.
Mike, let's close with this. This guy has a million posts on TikTok. They call him the walking dad joke guy because he tells dad jokes as he's out walking. And I think this one is a pretty good one. But you can see many more of them if you just search walking dad joke guy.
I love puns so much. I entered a competition. I submitted 10 puns. I thought at least one of them's going to win, right? No pun intended.
He's back. He is really back, isn't he, Josh?
And you love it. You love it.
He is really back in the
folder. You love it.
Tomorrow, I'll probably share with you a guy. I don't know if he's been on the show or not, but... he's the hot pepper guy. Have you seen the hot pepper guy? The guy
no.
that eats the hot peppers with the high
no.
voice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, good. Then I'll bring that to the show tomorrow. I
Great.
Think you should look forward to that. Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate it. We really appreciate the Super Chats. Thank you so much for all the comments and people that are watching us on YouTube. Make sure that you share all that good stuff and hit the like button as well. We'd appreciate that. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You can't keep getting away with it! You can't keep getting away with it!
Nice beaver.
Sunflower!